This is Susan Baroda from Speak Languages and Travel the World. Did you see what a spectacular flight over Guangzhou, formerly called Canton? Did you see how beautiful the skyscrapers, how colorful all by night? Well, I've now landed in Amsterdam. I'm enjoying the dawn. And I've just come back from a week in China. It was the first time I went to China after 30 years, and I was amazed at how things have changed in China. The cities, unfortunately, I only got to see the cities, are really, really modern. The underground is really modern. People are dressed the way we Westerners are nowadays, and generally, young people are just like us. I mean, they're all dressed in jeans, they're always engrossed in their mobile phones, and I can't see much difference between them and the Western world. So it's really made an incredible difference, because when I went, I would say that Beijing and Shanghai were the most modern towns, and yet, okay, there was traffic in Beijing, but there was traffic in Shanghai, but Beijing absolutely had only bicycles and cars for diplomats or taxis. So things have really changed. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel if you'd like to have more tips on language learning or traveling. What hasn't changed is, I think, more in the countryside. I mean, it has changed, but I can see people coming from the countryside into town with baskets balanced on their shoulders, like scales, and fruits, lychees and so on to sell. So I presume the countryside hasn't advanced as much. But what amazed me most was that despite all this fantastic innovation, 90% of Chinese people, even young Chinese people, do not speak English yet. And what's interesting is that they're scared of even confronting themselves with people who speak another language. So many of them will shy away, will say, no, we can't speak to you. So they'll just leave, and they won't use their hands and feet to help you out. Many who do use means to help you out pull out their mobile phones and try to type in or say what they want to say. But yes, Google Translator isn't enough very often. They would write something in which worked out as something completely different in English and made no sense in the context. So I continue to say that languages are something important to learn, and that you should never be afraid to use your hands and feet to communicate, as well as dictionaries. Don't only rely on Google Translator, and do try to use your imagination, and absolutely don't be scared to communicate. I think the Chinese are worried about losing face, as we say, but communication has to go beyond that. If you want to communicate, you have to take into account that you'll make mistakes, and that shouldn't be a problem. I've just landed in Amsterdam and walked into a shop, and everyone was smiling and greeting me in English. What does that mean? That they feel much more confident in English here. And I would say, from my experience, that 90% of middle-aged to young people in Holland speak English. So it's the exact opposite. Now, I'm not saying that everyone should be able to speak English or another language, but everyone should be able to be confident enough to try communicating without running away. So, if you liked this video, please subscribe to my YouTube channel for more information on learning languages and for more, travel tips. Okay, bye for now.